According to the Florida Department of Children and Families, at least 5,700 homeless people in Florida were under the age of 18. Some of them are teenagers living totally on their own, but as WSS Michael S. Butler reports, there's one group that makes up a disproportionate amount of those homeless, not only in Florida, but across the nation.
They've been called street kids, couch surfers, or as St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Kreisman said back in March.
There is a federal bureaucratic term for the young people who will be served here, unaccompanied youth. But they are, in reality, homeless.
He was speaking at the groundbreaking for Starting Right Now, a facility for homeless teens in Pinellas County that is due to open in January 2016. But what his comments didn't point out is that teens who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender are disproportionately affected by homelessness. A 2014 report called the Street Outreach Program from a branch of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services gathered data from 11 cities around the country, including Port St. Lucie in Florida. While it's not claiming to be nationally representative, the report said in those cities nearly one-third of homeless teens identify as LGBT.
Honestly, I would say looking at the homeless population that we see come through here, many more of them are LGBT identified.
That's Jeremiah Kerr, Outreach and Development Coordinator at the Ybor Youth Clinic in Tampa. It's a brick-faced clinic with modern furniture and oversized art inside at the end of a street of busy bars, restaurants, and nightclubs. It provides treatment for STDs, family planning, and substance abuse and mental health services to homeless youth. They serve ages 13 to 24, but they've helped kids as young as 11. Christopher Rodriguez, now 20, left home at 17, never thinking he'd become homeless. He says partly because of his sexuality, his relationship with his father became so strained, he felt like he had no choice.
At that age, I felt like my father would have hated me as a person, would have had no respect for me as a person, would not have loved me as a person, and would have just pretty much have wiped me away from their life if I would have came out to him and told him.
But while leaving home at first seemed like a shot at freedom, reality quickly set in.
But the only thing that you're really thinking about is what am I going to do now? Because I have no roof to sleep under.
Rodriguez left on his own, but the most common reason for homelessness cited by half of teens was being asked by a parent or caregiver to leave. Less than a third say they have the option to go back home. Again, Jeremiah Kerr.
Or the neglect was just so bad that it felt like the only option. They might as well have been told to leave.
Almost a quarter of all homeless teens said that they left home because of abuse or because of their caretaker's alcohol or drug problem. And while more than 60% of homeless youth said that they were victimized by threats, robbery, or physical or sexual assaults, Kerr says these problems can sometimes happen in the shelters that are designed to protect them.
This is absolutely something that we see as a common occurrence among the youth that we serve. And unfortunately for many of them, especially the LGBT youth, they are being victimized by their homeless peers as well. I think right now the biggest issue that we have is that we have no safe place for them to go.
On average, most teens said that they became homeless around age 15 and were homeless for nearly 2 years. That's about the amount of time Christopher Rodriguez was without a roof over his head. He remembers one night he spent with a friend in a neighborhood swimming pool bathroom.
We slept inside the neighborhood pool and woke up for school the next day at 6 o'clock in the morning and got on the school bus like it was nothing at all.
With the help of Jeremiah Kerr, Rodriguez now has a steady job and a place of his own. He dreams of buying a car, starting his own business, and one day having a family.
So I'd love to have like a family one day with however it goes. I own my business and my husband does whatever he does. And I would love to go to church every Sunday with my children and my family. People say that I act like one of those crazy religious people and I just happen to be gay.
And according to Kerr, one of the biggest remaining needs for helping LGBT youth...
Oh, it's just awareness. Just letting people know that this is a problem and that it needs to be addressed in our community and that we need to be honest about it.
That desire to address the needs of homeless teens keeps the doors of the Ybor Youth Clinic open Monday through Friday. Michael S. Butler, WUSF, 89.7 News.